morning. I'm Bob Helbeck, the senior minister at the First Church of Christ in East Palestine, Ohio. I'm glad you've joined us for this morning's devotions. We've been looking at the fruit of the Spirit as listed in Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. We've already talked about the first two virtues, love and joy. Today we're going to talk about peace. A woman was full of stress and anxiety, just had no peace in her life. So she went to see a therapist. And the therapist told her that maybe the best way to achieve true inner peace was to finish what she started. She took the advice to heart. She said, "So far today, I have finished 2 bags of chips and a chocolate cake. I feel better already." What type of peace does the Holy Spirit want us to incorporate into our lives? You see, there are 4 types of peace mentioned in the Bible. One type of peace is political peace. Peace between nations. That is not what our text is referring to. But it is referring to the other types of peace. Peace with God, peace within, peace with others. Those are the 3 types of peace we should have as Christians. First of all, we should have peace with God. And that is what we have as Christians. Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore we have been justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." We don't have to worry about standing before God in Judgment Day. The Bible says in Romans 8:1, "Therefore there is now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus." And Romans 5:10 says, "For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life?" Because of Jesus, we have peace with God. The second type of peace we need to have is peace within. This is not a peace we have because of the lack of trouble in our lives. It is a peace that comes even in the midst of trouble. In John 16:33, we read that Jesus said, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." You see, because of Jesus, we can have peace within, even in a troubled world. This is the peace Paul was talking about in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." We can have peace within because we know we are not alone. The Spirit indwells us. God the Father is with us and will never forsake us. And we can have peace within because we know whatever happens to us in this world is temporary and the best for us is yet to come. The third type of peace we are to have is peace with others. Peace with God, peace within, peace with others. Before you go getting upset with someone because of something they said or didn't say, did or didn't do, put up a mirror and look at yourself. And you'll discover you're not perfect. There have been times that you said things you should not have said. A snide remark, maybe you spread a little gossip, maybe some hurtful words were said to a parent or child or spouse or a friend. Maybe an unkind word came out of your mouth during an argument or discussion. And if you put up that mirror, you'll discover there are times when you didn't speak up and say something that you should have said. You should have apologized, but you didn't. You should have said thank you for some help someone gave you, but you didn't. You should have called to let someone know you were running late, but you did not. We can become angry with someone very quickly over something that was said or not said. But if we put up a mirror, we realize we are not perfect either. And if we don't forgive them, why should we expect to be forgiven? If we demand perfection from others, can we live up to what we expect from them? Matthew 7:3-5, Jesus taught us, "Why do you look at a speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when all the time there is a plank in your eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." And of course, Jesus taught us to practice the golden rule, do to others as you would have others do to you. And Paul wrote in Romans 12:18, "If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, Live at peace with others. Now, when Paul says, as far as it depends on you, he means you are to make the effort to live at peace with others. Some people won't let you live at peace with them, but you are to make the effort. Dear God, we all want peace. We are thankful because of Jesus. We have peace with you. Help us, Father, to simply trust you and your promises so that we can have peace within. And Father, we need your help. We really need your help as we strive to live at peace with others. Help us to practice the golden rule.
Thanks for listening. We're not currently meeting together because of the coronavirus outbreak. So be sure to subscribe to our podcast to get all of our online services and daily devotions delivered right to your phone. You can find us in iTunes and Google Podcasts, or listen online at www.coronavirus.org.